Back to another episode of Sweaty Talks, and today I am joined by a special guest,
Julio Mejia.
All right, Julio, so how you doing today?
I'm chilling, you know, I've been relaxed, just looking at the Champions League and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, so Julio, since, you know, we've seen the Champions League group stages get drawn out, and you got anything to say in particular?
Ooh, talk about the group stages. Luckily, I already have them printed out in front of me. Mm-hmm. Group A, Bayern Munich, Manchester United. I don't know how to say that team, and Galatasaray.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good group.
It's a good group.
I mean, it's going to be United and Bayern.
Yeah.
Bayern obviously in first, United second. Mm-hmm. Galatasaray probably going to the Europa League.
All right.
Group B is Sevilla, Arsenal, PSV, and Lens.
I don't know how I feel about Arsenal.
Arsenal's going to top.
But Arsenal, yeah, because they've actually been doing good this season.
Yeah.
But that's what they did last season.
Yeah.
They did good, then they did like, they bottled it.
But I think they're gonna be number one in the group.
All right.
Number two is gonna be
PSV.
Sevilla.
I'm taking PSV.
Why?
Because PSV is actually good. Huh? What? Huh? PSV is actually
good. Because Santi
Jimenez? Yeah.
All right.
Nah, he don't even pay for that team, bro. He don't even pay for that team.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He plays for PSV.
He don't pay for PSV. He plays for the other team.
He doesn't pay for Ajax. He plays for PSV.
No, it's not Ajax either. It's some other team like Fur or something like that. I can pull it up too.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. I gotta pull up the facts, bro.
Nah, but Sevilla number two and Lens number three. PSV last.
Who?
PSV?
PSV. Oh, no, PSV.
All right, Group C. We have Napoli, Madrid, Barca.
Barca? Feyon.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Goofy.
Barca.
Goofy.
And,
hold on. I'm turning your mic off just for saying that. No, right.
Barca and Union Berlin. I got Napoli and Madrid making it out the group.
Real Madrid?
Well, other Madrid. There's Atletico. Madrid.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. That's an easy group for them.
Group D, Benfica, Inter, Red Bull, and Real Sociedad. That's a hard group. I mean, for the teams that there's in, that's a hard group. But somewhat. I'm taking Benfica and Inter.
Yeah. Benfica's pretty good. No, they are good.
Yeah, they are good. What do you mean pretty good? They are good. Group E, the team that you were just talking about. How you say the name? Ferguson?
I don't know.
The team Santi Jimenez plays for. Atletico de Madrid, Lazio, and Celtic. I got Lazio and Atletico de Madrid making it.
But I'm saying the team Santi Jimenez is in because he is carrying that team like crazy and he has been popping off.
He's not that good.
So he's going to be like, he's going to play second in that group stage.
Nah, he's not even going to make it to the Europa League.
You're just mad. All
right, Group F. Group F is the best group.
You're just mad that there's no Honduran player making it up there to a UCL, bro.
And Santi Jimenez is?
Yeah.
All right.
Group I bet 20 bucks on it too.
That he's going to win the.
Yeah.
He's going to win it.
He's gonna win it.
I don't know about that one.
He win.
All right, Group F. He will. The best group in the Champions League,
which is
PSG, Dortmund, Milan, Newcastle.
I ain't going to back. I feel like PSG can bottle it.
Listen, hear me out. I got Newcastle and Milan. PSG going into Europa League.
That's
Dortmund
crazy.
Is out.
Dortmund. Yeah, Dortmund. I can see them out. Low key, I can see them going out.
Low key, I high key can see them going out.
Yeah, because they got nothing holding them together at all.
That is true.
Wait, who else did you say? PSG and
PSG, Milan, and Newcastle.
Who'd you say?
Newcastle.
No, who'd you say? Who'd you say? You.
I said Newcastle and AC Milan pass and PSG. You go to Europa League.
Low key, I could see that happening, but I don't know.
Honestly.
Does that happen?
Depending on how Newcastle set up their team.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like I could see probably Newcastle going to Europa.
That's it? Yeah, I could see that too. And PSG making it
through. Quote unquote.
I wouldn't say they would make it in first place. They would be a good second place team.
I feel like it would be a tie, but by the end of it, it would be like a split decision.
I feel like Milan's going first.
Yeah. They're good. They're good.
Pulisic better than Santi Jimenez.
All right, bro.
Going crazy right now.
All
right,
bro.
Going crazy.
No, I ain't going to back, bro. I seen the highlights, bro. That man is popping off, bro.
Honestly. They need to start respecting Pulisic more.
No, I don't know about that. All right. Calm down, bro. I don't know about all that.
Ballon d'Or 2025.
Yeah, you're passing it, bro.
All right, Group G, Man City, Leipzig, a team from, I don't even know, in Young Boys. Obviously is Leipzig in City.
City's always going to be on top.
No, yeah.
There's just no yes or no for that.
And then the best group of all time, the best group of the Champions League.
What?
Barcelona, Porto, Shakhtar, and Antwerp.
Barcelona's winning the
Champions League all the way. Araujo, captain, he's going to pick it up.
I don't care what they say, bro. We're winning. We're picking up 60 UCLs, bro. No, it's fair.
Six is crazy.
No.
But out of that, obviously, you know all the teams and stuff. Who do you have winning?
Man, I ain't going to bag. I'm going to keep going until we get knocked out. Barcelona, bro.
Barcelona.
They definitely got something to prove, though, too.
No, for sure. Yeah, Barcelona, after last year's disappointment of a season, when it comes to Europa.
Yeah,
football,
Europa League wasn't that bad. We did good, but like United, bro. How do we lose to United?
If Xavi doesn't make it out the group stage this year, I say get rid of Xavi.
And pull Rafa Márquez in.
What?
Yes, bro.
What?
Have you not seen what he's been doing with the Barcelona B team? Have you not seen what he's been doing?
What?
Yes.
Have you not seen what he's been doing? Who would you put in?
Thomas Tuchel.
Jose Mourinho, come back to Barca, please.
Jose Mourinho, bro. He don't want to come back.
Bro. He's never coming back to this team, bro. Bro, have you seen how many transfers have been happening this year, bro?
Yeah. Oh, we got João Cancelo and João Felix.
João Cancelo, of course. João Cancelo.
I am so glad. Felix. We got a complete right back, bro.
I mean, yeah, in a way.
He's good.
No, he's good.
What do you
he's
mean
really
he's
good.
In a way? Really, no, he's good. Really good. And then João Felix is like 23. Bro, he's about to pop off.
But
like
the amount
crazy.
Of transfers that Ramos going back to Sevilla.
We don't got money to be spending on transfers.
We don't got money to be on that.
Ramos going back to Sevilla. I like that transfer.
Hey.
Oh, he's playing UCL again too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Mason Greenwood going to Getafe. Yes, sir.
Bruh.
Yes, sir.
I wonder where he's actually going, how good he's going to do at that team.
Yeah.
La Liga.
Yeah. Because he already showed that he's a good player in Premier League, and Premier League's harder than
But that's because that's when he was actually playing still.
Why wasn't he playing?
I wonder why. It's like some, you know.
Something personal.
Something
but that doesn't affect him as a soccer player.
That doesn't affect him.
As a soccer player, he is one of the.
As a soccer player, it doesn't affect him, but as a human being, it affects him.
No, yeah, for sure. What other things? What's it called? That guy from Morocco? The CDM? This dude?
Oh, Aaron Bat.
Yeah, Aaron Bat going to United.
He should have came to Barca, bro.
I don't know about that one.
But we got two side midfielders.
Ansu Fati leaving Barcelona.
Oh, he went to Brighton.
Brighton for a 1 year loan.
Hey, I don't mind that.
Here
he better
we
get good.
Go.
He better get good. The Prem is like actual good experience for
no,
him.
No, yeah. If he doesn't get good there, then I think
just quick sell,
yeah,
bro. Quick sell.
At that
like
point,
50
just
bucks,
put him in an SBC.
Oh, bro. Craft him up for a messy SBC again, bro.
Neymar leaving to Saudi Arabia.
What is he like?
Ali Hali or Ali Lala?
Yeah.
Hala Hala.
All right. Neymar should just came back to Barca, but he's too old.
He broke my heart, bro.
Good,
he broke my heart.
He could have kept playing.
He honestly broke my heart.
Brody's not even gonna play. He's gonna get injured, bro.
Honestly. Oh, I forgot Laporte went to
Al-Nassr. Al-Nassr, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to Fabrizio's page right now.
Yeah. He went to Al-Nassr, bro. He's following his idol. That's right.
All
right.
Idol is crazy.
Nah.
Ziyech to Galatasaray.
Weird. He's good.
I'm telling you, Galatasaray got a good team this year.
I'm saying, I don't know if they're gonna end up last.
Paqueta.
He's still at West Ham, right?
He went to West Ham. Well, he stayed at West Ham. He was supposed to go to City, but everything like broke down. Because supposedly he was.
Not good.
Supposedly, the controversy behind him was that he was betting on his own games. There was this one game where if he got a yellow card, he would have won like $1,000 and he bet a bunch of money on it that he would get a yellow card that game. And
he got a yellow
card.
He
got it on purpose. Supposedly, I'm not saying that it's true.
Isn't
but,
that what that one player did?
The dude from I know who you're talking about.
I don't know his name.
I don't know. I know who you're talking about.
Tony something.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, I used to have him on FIFA. Yeah, that was my player. Kepa to Madrid. How do you think about that? What do you think about Kepa to Madrid?
It's alright.
It's alright. I mean, it's not Courtois.
How much they pay for him? They paid a good amount of money.
They paid a lot of money.
Like 55.
I'm looking right now.
Because I know he was not cheap.
I just know it was a lot of money.
He's not good either, though.
What's it called? Moises Caicedo?
Bro, he wasted the money, bro.
No,
hey. He's a waste
of
money.
Let's not diss on Moises Caicedo.
For $110?
That's too much. No, that's too much.
$110. Exactly. No, but he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He's a good player.
But he's not $110.
He's not $110. Yeah, I give him like 35, bro.
35 is crazy.
35
is crazy. The season he had is more than 35.
35 is the max, bro.
That's bumfunctious.
Bro, what to put a dictionary out just to say
a dictionary
words.
Just to say these words. Nah, Caicedo. But then he messed up his season by giving up that penalty against West Ham. Everybody's already calling him a bust, yeah. And everything like that.
Oh, you know
like
who else who I haven't heard of in a minute?
Who?
Modric.
Modric's been kind of quiet.
I mean,
he re-signed with Madrid, I know that.
Yeah.
Maguire. Oh, Bono left for Saudi Arabia too.
Oh, I know, I saw that last second, bro. I was like, ain't no way, bro.
I was so confused.
He's actually good.
Because Bono is a good player no matter what.
Oh, he was supposed to go to Madrid.
Yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah, I did hear about that.
But it collapsed for some reason. Oh, the AFCON Cup, something like that.
Oh, yeah, because of the AFCON Cup. And they didn't want to let him go play at the AFCON Cup.
Yeah.
Mason Green. I'm still stuck on the Mason Green.
Bro,
all right,
bro. We get it, bro.
What's it called? Are you hearing about the news around Anthony?
And he got dropped from the Brazil squad, too.
Yeah, he's getting dropped from the Brazil squad.
He got dropped quick, bro.
Yeah, because, I mean, Brazil can't have that kind of
controversy going on, but still, bro. He's all right.
Didn't Ancelotti become the Brazil coach?
Supposedly. I think someone who's gonna take his spot. I seen it on.
No, I swear, Ancelotti became the Brazil coach.
Not yet.
I swear he did.
I don't think so. I don't say anything about that.
Oh, I haven't. No, I heard about it, but I don't remember. I think I heard it from Fabrizio or something.
Yeah. No, but it was some. Who was gonna be the backup? Who was the backup? I seen the backup on somewhere.
No, yeah, I know who I'm talking about.
I don't know.
I don't remember if it was him or somebody else. Like, I'm honestly shocked.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Can't find anything.
No, yeah, he's only coached the Italy team.
Who? What's his name?
Ancelotti.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
I'm trying to figure out who if he is actually going to coach Brazil or not. Because if he coaches Brazil, he's going to have Vinicius, Rodrigo, Casemiro. These are all players he's played with.
Bro, about to do wonders with that team. Honestly, he'd probably manage Neymar too, bro.
Oh, God. I don't think Neymar's going to be able to. Oh, yeah, he is the Brazil coach.
He is?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Legendary coach leaves Madrid. Oh, yeah. He's going to leave Madrid in 2024 to take Brazil national team job.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I got a good question for you right now. What's up? Who do you think is going to win the Ballon d'Or this year?
Like the Ballon d'Or that they're going to give out right now from last year or like this year, this next year upcoming?
Last year.
Oh, okay. Hear me out.
And don't be no messy stuff either, bro.
Hear me out. Mason Greenwood.
All right, bro. We're done with this,
after
bro.
The performance he had in the courtroom, he's got my respect. Nah, I'm joking. If we're taking away the World Cup and not counting the World Cup.
All right. Yeah, Haaland. We don't count the World Cup. That was Haaland.
If we don't count the World Cup, it's Haaland. But if we're counting the World Cup, we have to give Messi his props for winning the World Cup.
All right.
He won the World Cup. He took, you know, I'm not going to say he carried, but he took a good Argentina team.
He carried.
In a way. He took a good Argentina team. He stepped up to the plate when he had to, when he wasn't stepping up in PSG, because PSG doesn't respect him at all. And he took an Argentina team to a final, scored what, 2 goals in that final?
Yeah.
And popped off, you know? So I feel like if we're counting World Cup, Messi's the Ballon d'Or winner in my book.
It would have been different. Haaland was in World Cup, though, too.
I don't think Haaland would. I don't think Haaland's team is, I mean, national team is good enough to compete in the World
Cup. Not good enough.
Norway?
Just because they're young.
I mean, yeah.
Really young. Some, yeah.
I mean, but by this time, I feel like Messi is probably going to win the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Just because of the World Cup.
Just because, yeah. If that wasn't included, it would have been Haaland.
No,
sure.
Yeah, for sure. No disrespect to Haaland.
But then look at that, though, because Haaland has won 3, the treble, bro.
No, yeah, he won the treble.
And he scored like crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it's never all tapping.
Nah, I mean, he did have some good goals, but yeah. Most of them were bangers. If you want me to be honest, who I think is going to win the Ballon d'Or?
Don't say Mason Greenwood, bro.
Give it to my boy, Big Shaq himself. You all know right. Who I'm talking about. I know you know who all I'm right. Talking about.
Oh, yeah, you know who I forgot went to? Byron?
Mm-hmm.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane did. Oh, Harry Kane did go to Byron, bro.
He's good.
I was about to say, somebody smart, but I forgot.
Harry Kane is good. He's been scoring like crazy.
Man, give it to Rodri. Give the Ballon d'Or to Rodri at this point.
Bro.
Rodri's on fire. Our defense is terrified. Rodri's on fire. Hold on. The nominees for Golden Boy came out.
Oh, isn't it Balde in there?
So Balde, Pedri, Eduardo Camavinga, Xavi Simons, Bellingham, Musiala, Silva, Weah, and Gavi. Bro, you know what? Balde sold the bag. Though. No, Balde sold the bag. Bag, bro.
How?
They ask him in an interview, do you like Taylor Swift? Do you listen to Taylor Swift? He said no.
Yeah.
He was winning the voting thing before he said no. He said
and
no.
Weren't they telling
you
that
right now? And one of the Madrid fans was like, oh, you see Taylor Swift fans? This dude said he doesn't like Taylor Swift. Go vote Jude Bellingham so he can't win the Ballon d'Or. I don't know where Jude Bellingham got 60% of the votes.
Bro, that's crazy.
I was like, no way, bro. Because if we're being honest, Jude Bellingham had a good year in Dortmund, but Biden had a better year in Barcelona.
Yeah, he popped up like crazy too.
All the way. Anthony, hold on.
He was starting on a U game.
Some news just happened. Breaking news from Fabrizio Romano. Here we go.
News.
Manchester United take position on Anthony case and with an official statement. Manchester United acknowledges the allegations made against Anthony and note that the police are considering. Oh, no, that word.
You don't know that word.
Nah. But pertaining to the farther information, United will be making no
farther
yeah comments on the situation. As the club, we are taking matters seriously with conspiracy and of an impact of these allegations and sequences reporting have on survivors of abuse. Crazy. Anthony,
this,
Anthony throwing away his career.
Coutinho just went to a Qatar team.
Oh my God. What happened to Coutinho? Let's talk about Coutinho. Let's talk about this midget of a player.
He was good too.
He was so good in Liverpool. He came to Barca, sold the bag.
He sold the bag and then.
He sold the bag and now he's
playing
for Qatar.
He was just doing everything good, but now he's, this was a good podcast with, you know, special guest.
Julio, you already know who it is.
Yeah. Julio, it was good talking to you and having this good conversation.
You,
and till next episode then.
Yeah, and also make sure you guys go listen to it.
All right. No. Good episode. And until next episode.